You are listening to BensTorah.com.
In this week's Parsha Shavua, we're going to be reading the Shabbos, Parshas Hazinu. There's a pasuk that says right in the beginning, Hatzur Tamim Pa'alo. Tzur is interpreted by the Gemara not to mean a rock, but it comes from a similar term, Tzayer, that the creator, the architect, and the developer of this world in which we live, the universe in which we are contained, when he does something, when he creates something, he does it with total perfection. Whatever Hashem did in the Maase Briya from beginning to end was done with a total divine perfection, which only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is capable of. Now, once we know that we're going to be interpreting the pasuk this way, even though there are many other different types of interpretations, I therefore want to make the following statement, that logically speaking, everything in the world that is created from the very beginning, in God's divine mind, looking in the Torah that he used as the blueprint to create the universe, everything was given a total shlemus on a spiritual level, on a physical level. That's what the pasuk means according to those who explain the pasuk on this specific level. And since quite obviously mankind was the apex of creation, the most important entity created in the 6 days of creation, man was created at the end, to show you that everything in the world that God created was for the benefit of mankind in the bigger picture. So we now have to understand what that means, what is the responsibility, what is the achrayus that we have, understanding that the greatest creation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mankind on the face of this earth. The Torah tells us that before man was created, the Ribono Shel Olam made a proclamation. And that proclamation is that Nasa Adam B'Tzalmeinu U'Kedemuseinu, that we're going to make man according to our image, according to our similarity. And when he finally created man, a couple of psukim later on, it says very explicitly, Vayivra Lekim Adam B'Tzalmo, B'tzelem Elokim Baroso, Zachan Ekeva Baroso. Hashem made the first man, the first woman, actually what he called a Tzelem Elokim, in the image of God. And the Torah later on, in the second paragraph of Sefer Bereishis, describes this more dramatically, where it says that after he created the physical body of man, it then says, Vayipach Ba'apav Nishmas Ruchayim, he blew a live spirit into man directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's own divine mouth, Kav Yachol. He blew it into man. And with that ruach coming from Hashem, transferring Hashem's Nishmas Ruchayim into us, we were invested with that Tzelem Elokim quality, which I'm going to describe to you at this point in time. I always like to nickname the Tzelem Elokim the divine platinum chip that runs our human computer when it comes to all the things we do, all the things we're capable to do on a physiological level, on our intellectual level, on our spiritual level. There's a divine Tzelem Elokim God gave us that is in control and gives us the capacity to have our human computer, our body, which is a divine computer Hashem created in his image, able to function properly and have all the capacities Hashem wanted it to have. Now, if Hashem blew a piece of himself, as the Mekubalim say, into us, and this is the divine Pentium chip, the Tzelem Elokim, the Nishmas Elokim that Hashem gave us, we therefore have to say that where Hashem is the macro Tzelem Elokim, we now became the micro Tzelem Elokim when it comes to our comparison to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if that's the case, we have to look upon ourselves as a piece of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in human form, functioning in this world on behalf of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to accomplish our mission for which he placed us on the face of this earth. Now, I do want to admit to you, in Kabbalistic literature, there are two levels of Tzelem Elohim. First, all of mankind, and that's what the pasuk I quoted from Bereishis is talking about, every member of mankind was created with level number one, Tzelem Elohim, the basic Tzelem Elohim, which is pretty potent. When Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah in HaSinai, thousands of years later on, and we became the Am HaNivchar, and we were sanctified with Kedushas Klal Yisrael at that point in time, and we underwent a special geiris for us to be miskadesh with Kedushas Israel, have a different Kedusha, different spiritual essence than any other person on the face of this earth, unless they convert to Judaism as well. At that point, they get the same spirituality we obtained at Har Sinai. At that point in time, Hashem gave us the highest level of Tzelem Elohim that a person's able to have in this world. There are many Gedolim that have spent a lot of time defining the unique Tzelem Elohim which Klal Yisrael has. The Baal HaTanya of the first Zalman Adi spent a lot of time in his time explaining the uniqueness of the Tzelem Elohim and the Palba Tzelem Elohim that Hashem gave Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai. This specific Tzelem Elohim gives us powers as it relates to the physical universe in which we live. It gives us special powers when it comes to the spiritual universe in which we live. So this Tzelem Elohim is a powerful, powerful part of the purpose of human beings being created. And it's the instrument through which we fulfill, hopefully, our mission in this world, the years we live on the face of this earth. So therefore, Klal Yisrael were given this unique Tzelem Elohim at Har Sinai, which is not only a new type of Tzelem Elohim and a very high addition of it, but it adds to us special responsibilities that the rest of the world does not have when it comes to our spiritual values, our spiritual mitzvah quotient. After all, the whole world only has 7 mitzvahs. We have 613 now. So quite obviously, we have tremendous responsibilities because of this higher level of Tzelem Elohim. And our mission on the face of this earth, therefore, is much more intense than the mission, perhaps, of most people who are B'nai Noach, who are able to suffice with the regular Tzelem Elohim and accomplish their mission on the face of this earth as well. Now, the next thing I want to mention to you. In the beginning of Maaseh Bereishis, there's a pasuk that reads, Asher bara lekim lasos, Hashem created the world to do. What's to do? So Chazal said, lasos teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave man a very interesting position in this world. Hashem said to man, I want you to become a shutta b'maaseh bereishis. I want you to become a partner in the actual way the world conducts itself, the way the world functions. You're a part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the process of Maaseh Bereishis. And since we know from our davening, Hashem is Mechadesh Kol Olam Kulo, Kol Yom Tamid, Hashem is Mechadesh, the world as Hashem's creation each and every day, we therefore each and every day undergo a new Shutvis with Hashem in the new edition of the Briyas Olam that Hashem renews each and every day as part of the initial statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, going back to the beginning of a Bria. Now, what is the purpose of us being a Shutta B'Hashem B'Maaseh Bereishis? So the Mefarshim explain that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be a partner, Hashem did not, when it came to the Bria, create it, even though Hatzurim Tovim Mimpalo, with a total finish and a total completion on everything he brought into existence. There are many parts of Bria that Hashem created them up to a certain point, but he wanted the completion of these factors of Maaseh Bereishis, of the physical realm and the spiritual realm, to be completed through human beings' efforts. The Hashlama should be through B'nai Adam, both in the physical part of the universe and the spiritual part of the universe. When we're shutting with Hashem, we're completing certain things that He left unfinished purposely for us to complete them as a shutta b'masa b'reishis itself. To show you that, in fact, we have to impact upon the physical world and the spiritual world, there's another pasuk that Rav Hirsch brings, where it says, He took Adam, v'yinecheyu b'gan Eden, He took him into Gan Eden, and He gave him a tzar. When it comes to Gan Eden, which is supposed to be the highest, most chashuv a place on the face of this earth of human existence, He told Adam, Achava, I'm giving you this place, La'avda u'lashamra. Avda means, we're la'avda, to work on the physical shleimut and completion of this place. And lishmar, to maintain the spiritual perfection of this place when it comes to spirituality, and do what you have to do to make sure that the Kedush and Tara, with which the world was created initially, is maintained through your shmir, through your watchfulness, and your concern. Now, if I have to give you a tangible example of this in real world reality, I run immediately to a very interesting Sefer HaChinuch, which is written according to the Parshios of the Torah from the beginning of Bereishis to the end of Zeis HaBracha. And in the mitzvah of Bris Milah, which is one of the three mitzvahs given in Sefer Bereishis, the Sefer Chinuch makes a very interesting comment to enlighten us what this theoretical information I just gave you means in a tangible, realistic fashion. The mitzvah Bris Milah was initially given to Klal Yisrael. What Hashem wanted us to do by doing the circumcision ceremony is to remove extraneous skins contained on the male organ. There's a arla or hapri that have to be removed. And by removing these extraneous skins, doing it for the mitzvah Bris Milah, we're making a very big mitzvah. If you want to know how big this mitzvah is, the Gemara says in Nedarim that even though most mitzvahs only have one divine bris made between us and Hashem to observe the mitzvah of most mitzvahs, Bris Milah is so powerful that Hashem made 13, literally 1/3 covenants with us of the power of Bris Milah when we do it, how powerful and sanctifying this specific mitzvah actually is. Now, if that's the case, the purpose of Bris Milah, therefore, seems to be a operation on our body to remove an appendage or skin appendage doesn't seem to be necessary for human existence. So the question that the Chinuch asks himself, who is a Rishon, if Hashem wanted us or Klal Yisrael to have a bris on our body, Hashem could do anything in the world of miraculous nature He so desires. Why doesn't He have it that when Jews are born, they're born already circumcised? They're born with total perfection. Why do you need these extra skins that have to be removed, taken off our body by us? If Hashem didn't want them initially as being Jews, He should have created us without the need to cut this off our body, but we should have been born already circumcised. To which the Sefer Chinuch says, I will tell you the answer why. Why Hashem wanted us as Jews to be the ones to remove these extraneous skins that one hand contaminate us, the Arla, the other one, the remove our Priya, spiritually elevates us. The pasuk we read at the Bris is, says of Chasem Osbris Kodesh, it's an Osbris Kodesh, as the Mohor says, right before He does the actual Bris Milah. Hashem wanted, says the Chinuch, the Hashlama should be done through us, through the Jews ourselves, and we should be the ones to fix and rectify this specific lack of completeness on our body itself. And what is the symbolism? What is the Tam HaMitzvah? So says the Sefer Chinuch, Tashlam Tzuras Gufo Aydei Biyado, it's to teach us the following concept. The same way we as Jews have the ability to perfect our physicality, our physical body, by performing the circumcision, so we are bimashlim the master bracious of our physical existence by doing the bris milah on the child, the boy child, on day number 8 from the day he's born, based upon divine mandate. Not only do we have control in completing our physicality and making our body physically perfect with the bris milah, but it teaches us that Hashem gave us divine powers, Atzelem Elokim, to complete our spiritual powers, to fine-tune our spiritual powers, to sanctify our spiritual powers and elevate them. And the term he uses, behechshapulosav, by acting in a certain way and following the 613 commandments, because the Chinuch had a philosophy throughout his entire Sefer. He coined an expression, Adam nifal kipilosav, a person's actions shape their character. The actions of doing Torah v'mitzvahs shape our character, fine-tune our spirituality, elevate us, sanctify us, and allow us to have the covenant being called the Am Segula, the Or LaGoyim, the spiritual essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's main group of spiritual leaders of the world. We have the capacity to elevate our spirituality and complete it the same way we have the ability to physically complete our body and remove unnecessary skin and give our body total perfection, perfection of our physicality and our spirituality on the realm of our human existence as Jews with the power of our unique Tzelem Elokim. So we see that according to the Sefer Chinuch, the whole concept I talked about up until now is really merumis in the mitzvah bris milah and the way he explains the tamitzvah bris milah in his Sefer HaChinuch. In fact, the Chinuch quotes two more psukim about this, where he says, Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zachas Israel, that the Rebbeinu Hashem wanted to purify and elevate the Jewish people, therefore here b'lehem teirah v'mitzvahs, he gave us more teirah v'mitzvahs than the rest of the non-Jewish world. The purpose was to purify us, to give us the ability to elevate ourselves. And it says, Hashem chafes leman tzidko yaglo Torah v'yadir. The Torah should be able to be fulfilled properly. The glory of Torah should be able to be seen in the entire universe. And the power of Torah should be literally released to all members of mankind by klaus of being the Erla Goyim and teaching the non-Jewish world their spiritual responsibilities from the Torah Hashem gave us and gave them. So therefore, we are given powers, incredible powers Hashem gave us for the Hashlama of the Bria, being full of spirituality and pure Kedusha, because of us being given the special Tzelem Elokim and the holy text of the Torah Shav Ksav, the Torah Shav Alpeh, on incredible levels for the Hashlama of the Ruchnius of ourselves and the world to be fulfilled because of God giving us the tools with which to accomplish this. The Gemara, in fact, says in Menachos, and this is also quoted by the Sefer Chinuch, when a person has tefillin barosho, tefillin in his head, and mezuzah bepischo, and a mezuzah in his doorway, and he has tzitzis bebigdo, and tzitzis in his beged, he's muftach, he's guaranteed he will never come to sin. He will not suffer spiritual lapses. And what the Vilna Gaon says upon this specific Gemara, which the Chinuch agrees with, is that our tefillin that we have, we don't just put it on our head, we put it in our head. Now, how do we put the tefillin in our head? By taking the Torah and the Hashkafas written on the parshios of this holy tefillin, and learning them, analyzing them, and integrate them into the way our brain thinks and acts. And when we have the tefillin on our head, it reminds us of the holy divine messages of the Torah contained in tefillin, which we have to incorporate not just on our head, but inside our head, in our Torah personality, in our brain. When it comes to mezuzos, also as holy parshas of the Torah that has holy contents contained inside, we're not just putting the mezuzah outside on the doorway, we're putting the mezuzah in the doorway, which means we want the hashkafas contained in the holy mezuzah about ourselves, Hashem, the purpose of life, and everything else, to penetrate the house upon which the mezuzah is hanging outside. The mezuzah should be bisach in the house. And we have a house full of the hashkofas of the mezuzah, that becomes a place for Shechinas Hashem. Shechanti b'soichem, Hashem will dwell in our midst. When it comes to the tzitzis, we usually put the tzitzis on the beged. We hang them on the beged. But the Medrash says you put them in the beged. What does that mean? If the kavanas and concepts of Tayag Mitzvos and the Kitzah Kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and all the other concepts that you learn from tzitzis are allowed to penetrate all of our clothing, all that we wear, mandate and dictate the type of sneers we practice in life when it comes to the way we appear publicly, the way we appear privately, the way we conduct ourselves. It changes us and allows us to be a very spiritual person. So the basic klal is, when you have all the kavanas of the mitzvahs of the Torah permeate your being from top to bottom, it's very unlikely you'll come to sin in this world, because you're so full of spiritual concepts that are guiding you in the right direction. They serve as a shmira. Shelo yechti, you will not come to sin. That's why we say the brachos asher kiddushanu b'mitzvaysav. We have to literally internalize all the concepts of the Torah, put it into our body, put it into our soul, put it into our ways that we think, and it elevates us to a higher plane. I want you to know that not only does Torah and mitzvahs that apply to us do that to us, but when non-Jews observe their Zay mitzvahs and all that that includes, and Zay mitzvahs has many, many smaller parts under the Zay mitzvahs, so they're really chayiv, not just in Zayim, the chayiv perhaps in maybe 100 subcategories of the Zay mitzvahs, as the Chinuch says someplace else. So when they take these mitzvahs to heart, and they apply it to their mind, their heart, their soul, and they really do this for the sake of heaven, l'shem shemayim, the God commanded them, they're elevated to a level now, not just be called the Ben Noach. They're called the Ben Noach, who's a Ger Toshav, who would have legal rights to live together with the Jews in Eretz Yisrael, if they wanted to do such. They're called also by the Rambam, Chasidu Ummas Olam, to have a portion in the world to come. So even the mitzvahs of the non-Jews elevate them if they do them for the proper kavanos, and they take the meaning of these mitzvahs they're chayiv to do and incorporate it into their personality as well. We therefore see very, very beautifully from all of this that as we are looking at mitzvahs, mitzvahs and atelam akim work very hard in concert with one another to elevate mankind to a higher spiritual plane and help for the perfection of the world, not only physically, but spiritually as well. Now, one thing I want to emphasize, and the Rambam says this very explicitly in Hilchos Teshuvah, all mankind, Jew and non-Jew alike, have free will. We have Bechiras Chavshis. And since we have divine powers that God gave us, we have the ability, with these divine powers God gave us, guiding what we say, guiding what we do, guiding what we think, to literally elevate the world to a higher spiritual plane. We have the free will to do that. We also have the free will to reject all of this and use these intellectual powers we have for negative purposes, which unfortunately in world history, we've seen geniuses use their powers to create negative phenomena in this world, create all types of armaments that are able to destroy humanity rather than heal humanity in medical format. So the genius of the brain we have is a Tzelem Elokim. There's a Bechiras Chavshis to use it for good, hopefully, and Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't use it for bad. But you have the potential with that brain power to really do tremendous things on either direction. Now, in relationship to this, I want to go into the second part of the presentation. At the time of Bria Sa'olam, where Hashem wanted us to make a positive impact on the physical and spiritual Bria of the world in which we live, there's a pasuk in the Torah which is written in the beginning, in the first perek, where Hashem said to Adam and Chava, after we were created, B'Tzelem Elokim, The first mitzvah or mitzvot that were mentioned to them was Peru Uravu Umilas Aretz Fikiv Shua. I want you to propagate the earth, bring mankind into existence. As the Chinuch says, if there's no mankind in the face of this earth, if the earth is in a state of shmama, so who do the mitzvahs relate to? So creating mankind was a prerequisite for the concept of mitzvahs to ever come into existence. If you have people on the face of the earth who are mitzvah mitzvahs, mitzvahs have an impact and have a way to accomplish what the purpose is. But he added the word kivshua. You got to conquer. What are we conquering over here?
You are listening to Ben's Torah.
So I want to share with you an interesting insight started by the Ramban, but then further developed by Rav Hirsch and Rav Monk when it comes to what does kibush olam mean. According to the Ramban, Ramban says, when Hashem created mankind, Naslam Kalach Memshal Baretz Lasas Keretzonam, God gave his total title, like an ownership right to the world, and power to do with the world what we want to do with it, which we have the power through our Tzelem Elokim to do interesting things. Rav Monk says, and I'm going to quote him, the creation as is must be able to reach its full perfection. As I pointed out before, man has to do the Hashlama, must contain in it the intrinsic makeup of all the necessary elements to do so. It's up to man to determine what these elements are, to isolate them, bring them into action in order to see the work of the 6 days of Maaseh Bereishis brought to their complete perfection. So we see from this statement, once again, that the Hashlama of the world was left to mankind, and it's stated in the term Kivshua mentioned in the Parsha of Briyat Olam at the creation of Adam v'Chava. Now, with that in mind, with that specific concept in mind, if that's the case, we therefore see that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants mankind to use their Tzelem Elokim, a piece of his divine essence, to discover how the natural universe Hashem created works. How does it work? Figure out the science, the technology contained in the creation of the world. Once we analyze and figure out the chemistry of the world's functionality and the physics dimension, and we figure out the technological phenomenon involved in the teva of Maaseh Bereishis, we analyze, we figure out these specific chachmas of Maaseh Bereishis, we then have the responsibility of developing technology to use the scientific knowledge we have and the medical knowledge we have detected and the ability to develop all types of technology and inventions to better the life of mankind on the face of this earth. The concept, if you think about it for a couple of minutes, of the creation later on of cars, of ships, of planes, all of this made man's life much more efficient, going from place to place, being able to obviously inhabit the earth properly, to be able to spend less time in travel and get to where we have to go quicker so we could be actively doing what we have to do when we come to location itself. The concept of obviously of air conditioning, refrigeration, washing machines, dryers, all of this was to make life easier for male or female, so that we don't have to spend so much time on this and spend more time in thinking and doing and creating and being very, very creative in the spiritual and technological realms. One of the most incredible inventions that really changed human life was the creation of the computer phenomenon. And today we have the new concept of computing, artificial intelligence, which I want to point out to you is given to us for a purpose, and that is to make us as efficient as possible, that the kibush olam should reach its maximal level by the creation of this type of software and hardware and all this type of incredible sophisticated equipment to allow man to implement their chachma and maaseh bereishis from the Tzelem Elokim in the most efficient manner. Interesting, Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, Zechet Tzadik Levracha, was once asked a question by a Kanoi, what do we need computers for? Are we allowed to use computers? So one of the family members told us that this is how Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Gadol Dor Zecher Tzadik, answered this person's question. He says, we have a principle. Whatever is created in this world from natural law was created and put in the position to be discovered and created to give kavod to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to heighten Hashem's ratzon that things are being done properly in this world. If Hashem did not want us to have computers, because he feels they can be dangerous as well, he wouldn't have allowed us to have them created. But the fact of the matter is, anything we create in this world can be used for good, can be used for bad. Atomic energy could be used as a major source of energy to literally power the whole world in an efficient fashion without having the concern of the carbon and everything else that's always polluting our atmosphere. Atomic energy has the ability to take care of that problem. But you can make an atom bomb with it well and destroy millions of people simultaneously, Rahman al-Islam. So anything you have in this world can be used for good, it could be used for bad. We have to make sure computers are used for good things. And the fact of the matter is, when we had COVID-19 a couple of years ago, we saw the power of God giving us the ability to create computers, because the fact is, anybody who is a professional teacher, if you're teaching in a college, teaching in a graduate school, teaching even in a high school, or even an elementary school, we could not continue teaching Torah or having educational programs on any level or have our whole educational system continue without using Zoom and computers that are able to give shiurim online in the safety of your home, not having to be with groups of people. This concept of computers being able to be used for Habatzis HaTorah came to a level that people never dreamt it would ever be. Because what happened in COVID-19, people started learning Torah online because there were then hundreds and maybe now thousands of websites having their shurim given online through computer technology. The fact that one person's Daf Yomi, Eli and who lives in Maybe Shemesh Aleph, was able to have a Daf Yomi online, where I think you now have about 20,000 to 30,000 people listening to his Daf Yomi because of computer technology around the world. I mean, this is Lahadu Torah Lahadiri. This is an incredible phenomenon. Even Rabbi Kiva only had 24,000 Talmidim. He has now every day over 30,000 Talmidim growing because of computer technology. This is Lahagdol Torah L'Hadir. This is what Rav Kamenetsky Zecher Tzadik L'Berachah meant. If you use the technology properly, who knows what you can do when it comes to spreading spirituality and spreading Kedusha around the world if you use it in the proper fashion. But everything ultimately depends upon Bechiras Chashis, the freedom of man to choose B'chat B'chaim, to do what's right, and use Hashem's Bria for good things rather than for bad things, to use it for spirituality, not use it for contamination. That's our Bechiras Chashis, and that's what we have to work upon when it comes to our usage of modern technology for positive causes. But I want to quote you one more piece, which is no geyer to this topic, but has major ramifications to the Aser Semei Tshuva. Rav Chaim Volozhin, the great Rav Chaim Volozhin, says in his incredible sefer called Nefesh HaChaim, he makes the following statement. What he says is, we were created B'Tselem Elokim. Now I want to explain to you, he says, what Elokim means. Elokim means, if you look in the Perish Ramban or the other Rishonim on the Chumash, it means that God is the divine power source of all the energies contained in the entire universe. The energies contained in the physical universe, the energies contained in the spiritual universe, they all come from one divine power source called Hashem, but the name he uses to to connote this is the name of Elohim. Look at the all of the Mefarshim, the Koach of the Elokus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What Rechaim V'Loshim points out, when Hashem said, I'm creating man and my image, V'Tzelem Elohim, and we're a micro version of his macro Tzelem, as I mentioned before, he then quotes in his Sefer Nefesh HaChaim a Mishnah from Pirkei Avos, but he gives it a Kabbalistic twist. The Mishnah says, Damal Shalom Alamimcha. A person should realize what is above you, but the way the Kabbalah interprets this is different. The Kabbalah says, Da Yishino, Mashlamal, what happens in the entire universe, in the billions and billions and trillions of stars and planets and universes that Hashem created at the same time He created the planet Earth, that the whole universe, Mashlamal, what happens there, their stability, their functionality, Mimcha, depends upon how we conduct ourselves on the face of planet Earth, as Torah true Jews, as a spiritual Amlechas Kainim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we should realize our responsibility. Da Malamala, what's above in the entire universe, not on only Earth, what happens in the entire universe, Da Mashalamala, Mimcha, is because of how you conduct yourself down here on the face of this Earth. If we do proper things, we cause the entire universe to be uplifted to a higher, more spiritual stature and give it greater security and greater ability to endure, to literally survive. If, God forbid, we use our powers down here in a negative way, we not only endanger ourselves, our family, our environment, and the planet Earth, but we're endangering the entire stability of the entire universe that's all around us, millions and trillions of light years away. Everything is in jeopardy if we don't conduct ourselves properly. If you think this is an exaggeration, it's not an exaggeration, because there's a Beferish Gemara, Mesechtes of Avodah Zarah on Dav Gimel, where the Gemara tells us that until Christ accepted the Torah on Har Sinai and brought that Torah into the world with all its spirituality and all of its Torah power, the world was shaking from Maisa Bereishis, whether God will allow the entire universe to continue to exist if there's no nation on the face of this earth becoming his Amanivchar, his Am Segula, accepting the Rechayas to be Jews and have Kedushas Israel and observe Tayyag Mitzvahs and be observers and learners and literally take the Torah, absorb it, and then share it with the rest of the world. Until Klal Yisrael accepted the Torah in Har Sinai, the whole universe was at a point that if Klal Yisrael would not accept, Hashem said, I would take the universe and reduce it back to Tohu Vavohu. When we accept the Torah in Har Sinai and practice it and represented the Kedusha sanctity of the Torah and the Kedusha Hashem contained in it, we stabilized the entire universe from that point on. And that's why it still exists to this very day, because of Kabbalah Zatara. So don't underestimate the power you have as a proud Jew and Jewish in Klal Yisrael, that your ability to observe Torah and practice it and spread it has a major impact upon the world we live and the universe all around us. I want to give you two mishalim, two examples of this. Listen very carefully. Chazal point out, when a person is mekayim the mitzvah sehalachta b'derecha, following the spiritual pathways of Hashem in the Torah, Hashem is the Baal Chesed v'rachamim, the Yugamidos v'rachamim, we have to emulate Hashem and do the same exact thing. So the great Makubal, the great Kabbalist, Rav Moshe Kodavero, wrote a Sefer Tamad de Mavara to explain to us what are the 13 supernal midos of rachamim v'akadosh baruch that we have to emulate. He realized that Hashem, when he does it on his divine level. How do we emulate Hashem on a human level to also personify these Yud Gimel Midos and Mekayim Halachta B'Derachav? So he says in his Sefer, I'm going to explain to you what you have to do on a human level. And he gives us a blueprint of exactly how to implement God's Yud Gimel Midos on a human level. And he says very simply that when we practice these acts of Chesed and Rachman of Hashem, and we demonstrate it and we perform it and we bring this into the world and we let society understand what these types of Chesed and Rachman mean, what it means as role models, how this really impacts upon the stability and the purity and the perfection of the world in which we live, the Rabbanu Shalom rewards the world and rewards Klaus Mida Keneged Mida. If you are running a society based upon Rachamim V'Chesed, I'm going to bless you from Shemayim with Shefa, with tremendous divine power to increase the Chesed and Rachamim and kindness and goodness on the face of this earth, Mida Keneged Mida, because of what you did below. There's a divine reaction to whatever you do below and above. You're able to mechazik the world with the shefa of chesed v'rachamim, divine beneficence and love and concern, by literally emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore sending a message above, which is returned with the place in which we live, being reinforced with additional shefa chesed v'rachamim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how we basically can impact in a positive way. If chas v'shalom, we act in a negative way, and we contaminate the world, and we are doing hashchas in the world, what happened to our world down here? We had a mabul. We had tremendous destruction. Any major human society, empire, that practice perverse activities similar to the Dar HaMabul, those specific empires no longer exist. No longer is there a Babylonia or a Persia or the Greeks or the Roman Empire. They disappeared from the face of this earth because they used what their divine powers of Tzelemakim in the negative, in a perverse, sexually perverse idea. When they got into idolatry, they went to Shvichas Saddam. They used all their powers and destructive types of forces, and they caused the destruction of their empires. So you have to understand that quite obviously this can cause major problems used in the negative, and even Klal Yisrael. Chazal tell us, if you read the Nevi'im of Bayis Rishayim and the words of a Chazal concerning Bayis Sheni, because of the negative activities that we involved ourselves in Bayis Rishayim, Klal Yisrael also involved, the Gemara says, Masechtas Yoma, in some forms of Adizari Goraisa Shichas Adam, by Sheni, we're involved, Nebuch, in Sinas Chinam. We cause not only a destructive force to be impacted in this world, which caused the Churban of the Beis HaMikdash HaRishon and Sheni, but we also caused that the Beis HaMikdash Shalmaila, which is above the Beis HaMikdash Shalmata, was also momentarily put into disuse, destroyed, because of activities below. Dam Ala Shemalim, we have to realize what we do down here has an impact what happens in the entire universe at large. It's for this reason I want to end today's shiur with a quotation from the Rambam, and with this finish and emphasize the avodah we have to do from now to not only to Yom Kippur, but the entire year. I want you to hear what the Rambam quoting says. Look it up yourselves as well and see how I interpret the Rambam over here very carefully. The Rambam is contained in Hilchos Tshuva Perigimel, Halacha Dalit, and he makes the following comment, a very important comment. He says, even though Tekiyah Shofar B'Rosh Hashanah is a Gzeres HaKosev, a divine mandate of Hashem, there is a remez, there are many messages, Tami HaMitzvahs behind Tekiyah Shofar. One of them is, Ur Yishenu Mishenaschem. It's a wake-up call to get out of our sleep of human existence, our dreams, our deep involvement in Gashmias and other types of things perhaps we shouldn't be involved with. Fipsu ma'aseichem, start doing some soul-searching, some introspection on what you've done with your life. And if you see that you've gone off the wrong derech, chiz b'shuvah, do repentance. Zichu Barachim, the most important thing is remember the Rabbeinu Shalom. He put us in this world for Tikkun Olam to do good things, not to do things that are destructive. And therefore, he says, you have to do this type of introspection. And we have to be agav, as I literally forsake any negative thoughts, activities, or deeds, and get rid of them, and look upon ourselves as having the following responsibility. This is the part I want to read very explicitly. Sarach Adam Shiira Atzma, a person has to look upon themselves. Kol Ashana Kula, not just on the Aseret Yemei Teshuva. Kilu Chetz Yazaka Chetz Chayev. You are basically 50-50. And the whole world has to look upon itself. Chetz Yazaka the Chetz Chayev, 50-50. Chata Cherechot, if you perform one sin, what's the power of that sin? You moved us in a destructive format, which is not good for us or for the universe. The Garam Hashkasa, which can come to destruction. Asa mitzvah achas, if you do one mitzvah, you push the world in a positive format. Garam love alahem chua vatsala. You've caused the world to have a salvation, to be able to be saved from destructive forces by you enhancing and performing positive forces in the world. Shenema tzaddik yisa'olam. People who are righteous are the foundation principles that keep the world going. Vizesh tzaddik did a righteous activity. Echriyas kol olam l'kav schus v'hitzilo. You saved the world. Dam alam almecha, you've caused incredible impact, not only on the earth where you live, but the universe at large. You gave it ability to exist and continue. For this reason, says the Rambam, Nogo ko'am beis Yisrael lahabos betztaka umasim tovim, lasak b'mitzvahs b'Rosh Hashanah ad Yom Kippurim, yois mikol Hashanah. Since this is a time of intense judgment, from Rosh Hashanah all the way to Yom Kippur, we go out of our way to show Hashem that our aspirations is of Da, Malamala Mimcha, to be the personification of good, of Torah, of mitzvos, of Kedusha, of charity, of Rachmim, of Chesed, more than the rest of the year to show our aspirations are for good, the Rachim, the Rachim that bring Kedusha and Torah to this world. We have a principle of Bala Tahir HaKadosh Baruch Makarvan. So when Hashem says we want to improve ourselves, He gives us divine assistance to accomplish this. V'nogu kula b'kumba layla, people get up early to say slichos, to mispal in the Bati Kinesios, say words of tachnunim, and other types of divrei musa, to gear ourselves in a proper spiritual direction, so by the time we come to Yom Kippur, lifnei Hashem titaru, we rectified ourselves, caused a tikkun for ourselves, our family, the planet Earth, and for the whole universe at large, because of our Shina Hamasa and our desire to want to better ourselves and better the world in which we exist by impacting upon the world, to make the name of God beloved not only by us, by all the people living on the face of this earth. As Avraham Sarah started this mission going back to his specific Tekufa, Shem Hashem Esahev Yodecha, to sanctify Hashem's name and cause other people to come to the respect our Rebbeinu Shalom, who is the only God that they have to respect. He's the only God that exists. And to have ultimately the Gula take place, where at that point in time when the ultimate redemption takes place and God's divine presence will become known to everybody who's still remaining on the face of this earth, they'll realize there is only one Rebbeinu Shalom. They'll realize the whole universe and its magnificence, essence, only exists because God wants it to exist. And every day He's mechadish it. Every day He maintains it. Every day He makes sure that the earth functions properly and the sun functions properly and all the stars and the planets and everything else that are part of this entire equation are functioning properly to maintain our life and our existence as Klal Yisrael. In Eretz Israel, to have a Beis HaMikdash, to have everything that has to be done, done properly, being done properly, impacting upon the Ummah's Olam, not to convert to Judaism, but to be Erlecho, wonderful non-Jews, who are Gerit Toshav, who believe in monotheism, practice Zayim Mitzvos, who are Chassidim Olam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants all human creatures to reach the ultimate success with their Tzelem Elokim on the Hashlam of the Bria on a physical and spiritual level. That's the message I want to leave with you today, to realize that we still have time left to work on ourselves and work on the world, and realize seriously that Hashem wants to tell us, you as my Aman Ivchar, I gave you a power with your unique type of Tzelem Elokim. Everything that goes and takes place down here on this earth and above in all the heavenly abodes that exist is because of how you conduct your life. Hashem should give us siyata deshmai to dedicate our lives to Torah and mitzvahs, sanctify Hashem's name, bring people of the world close to God and realize He's the only God to worship. The temple that will be rebuilt will be the only holy temple on the face of this earth. Everybody, B'Shchem Echad, will worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will realize their tachlis in the Hashlam of this world physically and spiritually. Halavai, we should be mispalel, Lashana Habab Yerushalayim HaBenuya, this should be fulfilled, coming of the Mashiach, Amen, Amen, Amen. I want to wish everybody, once again, a Gemar Chesim Metov, a good Geben Shior. Thank you for listening to me. Please share this message with others and hope and pray that we can fulfill it and be able to show the world we're really an Or LaGoyim. We deserve that reputation and we've shown our ability to accomplish it. L'chein yihi ratzon.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.